In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Today is the fourth Sunday of Advent, and it is a very special day for a variety of reasons, but mainly because for the entire season of Advent, we have been driven to this day. Advent is about preparing for the way of the Lord. It's about preparing for Jesus to come into our lives. And it gets kind of hard for those of us who believe in Jesus to actually prepare ourselves for Jesus to come into our lives, because Jesus already is in our lives. But that's why we have Advent, to awaken in us again this desire to welcome Jesus anew. And we have been driven the entire season to this day when two ordinary women who lived in a backwater country, and they lived in the backwater villages of a backwater country, come together to celebrate. One of them is Elizabeth. She is the wife of Zechariah. She has never been able to have a baby. She is beyond what was considered normal childbearing years. And any of us who know anything about babies and having them know that when you get to a certain stage in your life as a woman, having a baby after that is dangerous. So if a woman, say, in her 40s in this day and age becomes pregnant, lots of bed rest, you got to go to the doctor every week, you're going to have all these tests run, the doctors are going to be hovering over you, you got to take special this, special that, right? That's what happens, especially say if you're in your late 40s and if it's your first child. Well, in those days, they had midwives. That was it. They didn't have any specialized tests or anything. So for Elizabeth, an ordinary woman, to be pregnant in this stage of her life, she was putting her life on the line, because we all know that having this baby could kill her. Okay? She's just an ordinary woman living in a backwater town. And finally, she's going to have the baby she's always wanted. But having that baby is dangerous because it could kill her. And who comes to visit her but her cousin, Mary? Now, Mary is a young girl. She's like 14-ish, 15-ish. She is betrothed. She has been promised to a man in marriage. They're engaged. And all of a sudden, she's pregnant. You know what the punishment was for a young girl who got pregnant out of wedlock in those days, according to Jewish law? You're supposed to be stoned to death. So for her to have this baby is dangerous as well. And yet, here we have these two ordinary women. Now, what makes them extraordinary is that they said yes to God. Elizabeth had been praying most of her life to have a child. The angel Gabriel appears to her husband Zechariah and says, "Your promise is going to be fulfilled." Zechariah believes him not. And so Zechariah is struck mute for the entire pregnancy, because he didn't believe the angel. Elizabeth is celebrating. She's like, yes! An ordinary woman who said yes. And who is Elizabeth's son going to be? John the Baptist. Elizabeth is the mother of John, the one who cried in the wilderness and who said, "Repent and return to the Lord." The precursor of Jesus. And Mary, she's the mother of Jesus. An angel came to her and said, "You're going to have a baby, and it's going to be God's baby." An ordinary little girl, still in middle school by our standards, who decides to say yes to God. We are being driven to this moment of saying yes to God because we are just like Mary and Elizabeth. We're ordinary people. Although we would like to be remembered for generations to come, it's only our families who are going to remember us. None of us are famous. I mean, how many followers on Twitter do you guys have? What about Instagram? How many Facebook friends do you have? We're not famous people. We're ordinary people living in ordinary times right now is not exactly an ordinary time, but that's a political thing. But we're living normal, ordinary lives. We're not going to be written up in the history books. When we die, they're not going to lower the flags to half staff for us. They're not going to, give everybody leave from the tribal government to come to our funerals. We're just regular, ordinary people. Which makes us just like Mary and Elizabeth. But today's call is for us to be exactly like Mary and Elizabeth and say yes to God so that we can do extraordinary things. God is sending angels among us and saying, will you do these things? Now, I have no idea how many times the angel Gabriel had to go to a young girl to find any of them who would say yes, who were willing to put their lives on the line so that they could bear the Son of God. I have no idea. Could be Mary was the first one Gabriel went to. Could be Mary was the 101st one. I don't know. The scriptures don't tell us. But I do know this. Mary was brave enough to say yes, even though it could have cost her her life. She could have been stoned to death if Joseph had turned out to be a really nasty boy. And Elizabeth said yes, even though she knew darn well that she could very well lose her life having this child. Our call is to listen and to be willing to say yes. And that is what Advent is all about. It's kind of like girding up our loins and saying, okay, I don't know if I want to do this. Yes. That's what Advent is. I know we're all focused on Christmas right now. We have this church beautifully decorated. Errol has put so much into it. And he's going to be working, I'm going to say, 2 hours today to flip it over, to change all that and to clean and polish and all of that. It's going to take another couple hours of work to get it ready for tomorrow night. I know we're all focused on this. How many of you have finished your Christmas shopping? I'm the only one? Good God, in the Church of Jesus, everybody was done. How many of you have mailed all the packages you need to mail? Wow, come on, guys. We don't have a whole lot of time left here. You got your Christmas cards? Oh, how many of you have your Christmas trees? All right, we're doing better here. How many of you still have to go and buy stuff? Right. How many of you still have to go and get food? I still have to go and get a big bowl to make the stuffing because the bowl I used to use for the stuffing is the one I use to make the Easter vigil fire. So it's charred. And it dawned on me today, I don't have another big bowl. I just don't own one. So I'm going shopping for that today. We're all focused on Christmas. We're focused on the gifts we want to give, the gifts we hope to receive. We're focused on the meal and trying to figure out what the meal's going to be. And did you do all the shopping for the meal? I mean, Errol and I went and did the shopping for our meal. And it was like, wait, we need butter. I don't keep butter in the house, things like that, right? The whole focus is there, but we're not there yet. This is Advent. This is the fourth Sunday of Advent in which God comes among us and asks us, are we, the ordinary people of God's kingdom, willing to say yes and do extraordinary things in order to bring about that kingdom? Are we willing to go the extra mile? Are we willing to share our toys? Are we willing to not bully and to be fair? All the lessons that we've had during Advent come to accumulation right now when we hear the story of Mary going to visit her cousin. Two pregnant women getting together. Now you need to know something else about Mary. You know that song that she sings, that proclamation that she makes when she's talking to Elizabeth? My soul proclaims the glory of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in the God. Right? You know that song? Those are the most words spoken by any woman in the entire scriptures. And it is a declaration that is pretty radical, and it's a revolutionary one. You know, she says, yeah, future generations will call me blessed and all that. And then she talks about God bringing down the high and the mighty, not just to bring down the high and the mighty, but the ones who are not fair to the people, and lifting up the lowly, and giving the hungry food that they need to fill their mouths, and telling the people who have too much and won't share it, go away. It's a revolutionary call. And that's what happens when we ordinary people say yes to God in order to do extraordinary things. We start participating in a revolution. And we can do it. It's all up to us. God isn't ordering you to do it. God is asking you. Do you want to participate in love? Because this revolution is all based in love. Do you want to help bring about a kingdom of God that is based in love? Are you willing to commit yourself to doing extraordinary things just because God asked you? We're not being ordered. We're being invited. We're just a bunch of ordinary people living in an ordinary place in ordinary times. Not one of us is famous, and we will not be remembered outside of our families. But God is still calling us and asking, are you willing to say yes? Amen.